Harper Audio presents The Trouble with Lexi by Jessica Anya Blau, performed by Allison Ryan. Love is like a fever, which comes and goes quite independently of the will. Stendhal. Prologue. The problem wasn't so much that Lexi had taken the Klonopin, and it wasn't even that she had stolen them. At 30 generic pills for $10, the theft of a handful, one down the gullet, the rest down her bra, had to be less than $7. The problem, as Lexi saw it, was that she had fallen asleep in the bed of the owner of the Klonopin, and the owner of the Klonopin was the wife of her lover. "Miss James?" Jen Waite said. Her dyed hair was blonder than Lexi's, and her pale face looked prettier than Lexi remembered from their single meeting at parents' weekend. Brow furrowed now, head tilted with concern. Lexi looked down at herself. Her fitted red dress was scrunched up to her hips, and she wasn't wearing underwear. A shadow of hair trailed from crotch to mid-thigh. Lexi tried to yank the dress down, but her brain-hand-body coordination was off, and she couldn't manage the required butt lift. "Miss James, do you know where you are?" Jen Waits said. Lexi managed to sit up. Her eyes were wide open. She looked straight down at the tightly made bed. At 33, she had yet to figure out how to make a bed this perfectly, this hotel or military-like, and thought about the pill bottle. Yes, she remembered. She had put it back exactly where she had found it, prescription label facing out, as it had been when she'd first spotted the drugs in the medicine cabinet. "Miss James, are you okay?" Dear God, Daniel was in the room, and he was calling her Miss, as if they hadn't spent an entire week together in this very house only last month, as if they hadn't spent two nights together every week for the past 8 months, as if he had never whispered "I love you" into her ear, her neck, and the usually hairless and opalescent insides of her thighs. No, Daniel was calling her Miss, as if their only relationship were through Ethan, the beloved Waite son, who earlier in the year had been one of Lexi's student patients at the Ruxton Academy. Ethan's condition had been nothing serious, nothing even half serious, college application-related stress, an exceedingly ho-hum and common ailment at the elite boarding school. "Ambien," Lexi finally said. She had read stories of people taking the sleeping pill and then eating all the dairy out of their refrigerator, or driving to their ex-wife's house and trying on her underwear.
"You need an Ambien?"
Daniel was staring at her with a hard, distant look. There was no glint of recognition, no slyness of shared secrets, mixed fluids, merged scents.
"You're missing a shoe."
He pointed at Lexi's bare right foot. On her left foot was the strappy high-heeled sandal she had originally bought for her planned wedding. Of course, she had intended to wear both shoes to the blessed event.
"I haven't been sleeping lately, and I took an Ambien tonight, and I must have driven over here on it. Wow."
Lexi tried to act as stunned as one might be if this had actually happened.
"Wow, can you believe it?"
She got off the bed and pulled down her dress. She brushed her hand across the bedspread as if fleas or crumbs had fallen off her.
"Wow. Wow," Jen said. "That's crazy. Was the door unlocked?"
Jen looked at Daniel as if to accuse him of once again forgetting to lock the front door.
"I guess it was unlocked. I don't even remember coming in. Don't you live on campus?"
Jen was open-mouthed and wild-eyed. This would be a story for her next dinner party.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?